Mr. Figaro, on your additional or follow-up question of the element of acquiescence with regard to the definition of the enforced disappearance, or especially, I'm sorry, with regard to the superior responsibility prescribed in the Article 8 of the Convention, as I said, I will assure that the elements in this convention fall within the our jurisprudence, not the law itself, but jurisprudence of the penal code. As I said, accessoryship is established when the person aids a principal in a way other than the commission of such crime. So in a case of when elemental acquiescence involves, as pointed out by Mr. Figaro, these would may fall within the application of accessoryship. And of course, the application of law and finding, fact-finding, is solely on the decision of judges. So we don't have any universal standard, like simple standard on that from government side. That, but we believe that the accessoryship and core principle provided by Article 60 and 62 of Japanese Penal Code covers all the offenses stipulated in this convention. Yeah, so far, this is the end of my answers. Thank you very much.
And I appreciate questions related to individual communication procedure stipulated in Article 31 and its relation, our positions on Article 32 as well. And then we had a question on the points, and I think you understand why.